The Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati, Ohio is celebrating their 25th anniversary this Halloween. But after pivoting to open during the pandemic, the team is busy deciding what's going to go and what's going to stay. These are the conversations happening all around the country as haunts begin auditioning, and they're big decisions, even without a 25th anniversary hanging over your head. But lucky for you, listener, we have an insider at this haunt. Coming up on today's show, Max is back and he's taking a break from building the haunt to discussing the haunt and the upcoming season with one of the co-owners, Bud. Take it away, Max.
Maximus here with the Haunted Attractions Network. I'm here at the wonderful Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, quick disclaimer, I do work here as an actor, but instead of hearing about the Dent Schoolhouse from me, I think you should hear it from one of the owners, Bud Strauss. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming. You were already here. So.
I was here. My shorts look awful, too.
We have been working, so it is construction season, so you're all right.
The 2020 season happened, and it was a season that everybody's going to remember. So how did that go from your perspective?
I think every haunt had that challenge of trying to figure out if it was safe to open. Could you open? Could your haunt deal with the regulations? And it also depended on your city, state. I know it's probably one of the most nerve-wracking haunt seasons of any owner or any operator, probably any actor for that matter, too. I'm glad we were able to do what we did safely. We can mark that off, and I hope that year never comes back, and we can just keep on moving forward up the hill.
Yes, as an actor, I agree. I don't want to have to go through it again, but I was really appreciative that it was able to happen, and I think we had still a lot of fun.
We followed every regulation that we could. Obviously, it wasn't your necessarily normal regular show that you would see at Dent, just because of social distancing and all the different things we had to follow, so we're excited to be back to a more normal season to where, you know, Halloween's back, and that's what we want to celebrate.
So looking forward to the next season, what are you focusing on at this time of the year?
We were lucky enough to open, obviously. So we did a bunch of changes last year, which we're excited for the normal customer and the haunt goer that didn't get to see those. We'll all be brand new for them this year. And then we're tweaking other different scenes. We're still making sure things are fresh. And there is a very large chunk of something that we're doing at the schoolhouse that definitely, if you love Halloween, you love vintage, you love that kind of Universal Studios atmosphere, we're really trying to bring that, especially while you're trying to get into the schoolhouse. If you like pumpkins, I'll just say that. If you love pumpkins, we already had a lot of pumpkins here. We've got a lot more coming for 2021.
Is there anything else about the 2021 season that you think that that customers and guests might be able to look forward to?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement. We're back to the normal haunt, too. So if you came through last year, things like the bubble machine weren't working. A lot of our effects are back in action, which is great. There are more actors. We're back to our normal staffing, which is awesome, too. It's lumber cost, as all haunters know, has just been skyrocketing. So we're having to bite that one. But it's all going to be worth it. Christmas Nightmare is coming back again, of course, too. So we're excited to venture down that road some more. Lights Out is back in November, which is always great and a lot of fun. And the other exciting thing too that we've just secretly announced today is this is the 25th haunt season for the Dent Schoolhouse. So it has been operating for 25, this will make 25 seasons in Cincinnati at this location. Of course, we've had it for 16. The Boy Scouts started it before that. So it's been really cool to keep that legacy going and to just being still that Cincinnati tradition, Halloween tradition that we are. So it's very lucky.
That's crazy to think that this place has been haunting Cincinnati for a quarter century.
Yeah, and I guess it's really been haunting since it shut down in the 50s. But yeah, from the haunt season aspect, yeah, it's very cool to be a part of something like that. And just all the people, all the actors, even the scouts dating back to there that have helped build this up to what it is now. It's who would have known.
So looking forward to the next season, do you think that you're going to be returning to like a larger number of actors than what you had last year?
Yes. Yeah. It's the same Dent show that you would have had pre-COVID is now back with even more surprises.
So I assume that means that you're going to be looking for some more actors. And
it's it. We are. I just say we are always looking for great scare actors. Everyone can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Snapchat's not so much, but we are there and occasionally post. Obviously, the website's frightsite.com, which has all of our details. That's where you can buy tickets. We'll be announcing the schedule very soon and everything else. Obviously, Christmas Nightmare and Lights Out are coming back. But yeah, and we really start gearing up right around this season to around July, where we'll really start posting a lot more behind the scenes You'll see a lot more teases of what we've been working on all year. And of course, our big video project, we're going to start to really dive into some of the characters that live in the Dent Schoolhouse universe. Not the multiverse yet. That's probably going to be in another 20 years. It's going to get weird. We're just going to be in the now or the past. But the Dent universe gets much bigger and should be a lot of fun, too, as we explore that route as well.
So as you also still have a merch that is sold throughout the year. Where can they find that?
We are. During the season, obviously, you can buy it at our gift shop that's on site at the Dent Schoolhouse. Or we launched during COVID our Spooky Shop, and it's thespookyshop.com. It has a bunch of Dent memorabilia, shirts, hats. It's also got a bunch of just different horror things that we've carried or we like. And we'll probably start to see a lot more populate as we get closer to July. So our new shirts that we'll be launching will be on there, more enamel pins. And with it being our 25th season, we'll probably have a couple exclusive items that might only be available on Spooky Shop. So check that out for sure.
I saw one. There's an enamel pin that says Smash. I think that's a pretty cool character.
That's our least selling pin. It does very well. We have a lot of cool pins on there.
There's a lot of great pins. So the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati, Ohio, I might be biased, but I love this haunt. It is a fantastic haunt. Check it out. All the social medias, Bud, thank you so much for speaking with me, and I wish you all the best of luck for the rest of the build season and for the coming season.
I appreciate it, and we'll start going back to painting now.
Okay, I'll get back to work. I'll get back.
Today's show is reported by Maximus Bryant, and a special thank you to Bud for letting Maximus off of work enough to do this interview. The show is produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production by David Swope. Today's show is made possible by support from Gantam Lighting and Controls. Gantam illuminates attractions worldwide with the world's smallest intelligent spotlights. If you want to learn about what Gantam is up to and see some of our new lights, you can sign up for a free demo and a chat with our sales team at www.gantam.com/demo. That's gantam.com/demo. The Haunted Attraction Network is also supported by our partner stations. Those stations include Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first haunted attraction and scare attraction podcast, A Scott in the Dark, periodic podcast for haunters, and Hauntopic Radio, one of the OG podcasts around, let's be honest. I listen to all their shows, and I suggest you do as well. Since you're already in your podcast player, go ahead and give them a try and see if you enjoy some of their shows. All right, until next time, haunters, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network.